Your search for the best CFD trading provider is over. Access more instruments, tight spreads, and fast execution on CMC Markets next generation platform, TradingView or MT4 platform. Awarded WeMoney's best for CFDs in 2025. Make CMC Markets your provider of choice. Learn more at cmcmarkets.com. General information only. CFD trading carries significant risks, which is not suitable for all investors. Please consider relevant PDS or IM and TMD on the website.
Welcome back to Footy Review, brought to you by Simpsons Pantry. Roko's giving me a pep talk in the break about having young kids. Thank you, Roko. I tell you who's got lots of young kids? Essendon. And we can't talk about this club, you know, without involving you in this conversation. And I bring news today of further list changes there, and that is that Jaden Laverde and Todd Goldstein have been told they won't have playing contracts for the 2026 season. Both players now exploring other options. Both players have signalled their intent to continue their playing careers elsewhere next season. Now, I think we all knew that Laverde was on the move. Goldstein, for me, is interesting because, first of all, I don't know where else he's going to play. I'm not sure who would pick him up in a playing capacity at this stage in his career. And also, with the news that Sam Draper is departing to Brisbane, I mean, clearly, you know, Nick Bryan will come back from the injury that kept him out of the mix for most of this year. But these are the list changes they're making. Roko, the floor is yours.
Well, I just think that this stuff, to be honest, is window dressing. I think Goldie's been fantastic for Essendon, but I think that, you know, they're trying to build a list of the future. You've got to stick with the younger ruckman you've got on the list. And actually, Nick Bryan has been chronically starved of opportunity for 3 or 4 years. You've got to put your faith in him. Otherwise, what's he on the list for? If he's going to be, you know, third fiddle to a 36-year-old and a guy with a mullet who, you know, is half the player he thinks he is. But this is my thing.
Well, haven't you dirtied up on Draper?
Oh, I've dirtied up on all of them, Brad. I've dirtied up more on the entire Essendon Football Club, because there's no doubt that this club is at the lowest ebb in its history, and I'm sick of it. And when I say I'm sick of it, I have enormous sympathy for the guys in there now running the show. Dave Barham, he's tried everything. He's tried to right the ship. I think Brad Scott's intentions in terms of improving the culture have been largely followed through. I think Craig Vozzo has been really diligent in his work as a CEO. But they are not being allowed to do their job properly because of these outside forces continually potting and planning and all attempting to have their own piece of the pie, and in some cases come back and write their own story of redemption because they mucked it up when they were in charge. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Paul Little, who is, I'm told, still marshalling the troops to try and oust this mob that are in there now. People like James Hurd. Look, Hurdy, I think, has distanced himself publicly, but I think he still has, people like Paul Little still hope that Hurd can have considerable influence. Adrian Dodoro has been out of the club officially for a year, but isn't shy of saying what he thinks about the people running the show now, and it's not very favourable. So in short, like, and there's more where they came from. All these people that get sort of tipped out of roles at Essendon then spend the next part of their lives trying to pot and destabilise the club they allegedly love. It's a selfish club. It was a selfish club 30 years ago, 40 years ago, when it was winning premierships. It was an ego-driven club. And some of the greatest names in that club's history have also become their biggest millstones. Kevin Sheedy's another one. It became the Kevin Sheedy Football Club. And what happens when this happens over too long a period is you weaken the capacity of the club to move past individuals. So Sheeds gets tipped out as coach after 27 years and the whole place falls apart because everyone's just danced to Kevin Sheedy's tune and he's still trying to have his influence for years and years afterwards. So these guys have come in now and tried to build a football club along the lines of the more successful ongoing clubs like Hawthorn, Geelong, Sydney, these guys, and they're not able to do it because there's no framework there to begin with. The cultural examples set have been poor. So you've got a player group that has no leadership, is selfish, and thinks it's setting the right example when it's not. How many people have come into the Essendon Football Club over the last 20 years and gone, been really taken aback at how poor an environment it is on every level, administratively, the football department, the playing list, the fitness standards? And these guys have tried to affect change, but they're so constantly so paranoid about being tipped out or schemed against by the guys who they need to get rid of, that they have to tiptoe their way around it. I mean, they tried to give Adrian Dodoro the flick, essentially, and it took them 2 years to do it because they had to gently usher him out, you know, so he didn't dirty up, which didn't work because he dirtied up anyway. And look, Adrian will probably send me an abusive text or something. He does it every couple of months. Hi, Adrian, if you're listening. But, you know, people like me who actually have some passion for and interest in that club are absolutely sick of it. Why would you want to be involved with a club with that sort of... I mean, some people at Essendon exist to play politics rather than be part of a successful football operation. And if they really want to ever pick themselves up at some stage in the 21st century, they need to start looking at how clubs like Hawthorn do it, how Geelong do it, and grow up and stop being so bloody selfish.
Well, 133693, your reaction to Roko's, it says Essendon editorial, Essendon spray is probably a more rant.
Roko's
you're going with
rant. Yes.
Look, they've committed to their coach. They've committed to the coach. They are hiring new high-performance staff, which was inevitable after the litany of injuries that we've seen this year. We're told they're looking at the facilities, the surfaces. Are they going to resurface because of all the problems they've had? What else are they going to do? What do they do next?
Well, all they can do is what they're doing. Matt Rosa, for example, list manager, he's drafting over the last couple of years, I think, has shown promise. They've debuted 15 young players. What else can you do?
No choice.
Look, I know for a fact, Brad, that now that these sort of alleged senior players are showing how good a leaders they are by rats off a deserted ship, I know that some of the younger players are sort of coming together now and saying, okay, well, we're going to create our own culture. That might actually be the best thing that could happen. But unfortunately...
You sure about that?
Yeah, I do.
You're getting it from one side, aren't you? You haven't spoken to the other team, have you?
What do you mean by the other team?
Well, you're obviously getting it from the incumbents who are there.
Oh, no, I've heard from players.
But there's always a flip side. There's always two sides to a story. I'm not so sure. I've been told that some of the players have contacted Merritt and were... told, but they were asked by the media manager to make comment on his position, you know.
Oh, that
and not that they really want it.
No, that happened.
But that divides, then that starts the divisions in the change room.
Your search for the best CFD trading provider is over. Access more instruments, tight spreads and fast execution on CMC Markets' next generation platform, TradingView or MT4 platform. Awarded We Money's Best for CFDs in 2025. Make CMC Markets your provider of choice. Learn more at cmcmarkets.com. General information only. CFD trading carries significant risks, which is not suitable for all investors. Please consider relevant PDS or IM and TMD on the website.
Sport is in our DNA. The passion, the skill, the glory. And now a new sport is here where the field is your backyard. It's called gardening, and you are the star player. Join the Yates National Gardening League and compete with other lawnies for a chance to top the leaderboard and win a massive $10,000. So get your lawn ready now with the new Yates Click and Grow Garden Care System from Bunnings Warehouse. Then register at yates.com.au/NGL.
Australian residents 18 plus. Opt into NGL promotion marketing in Yates Australia news and offers and stay opted in until end of competition period. Ends 11:59 p.m. 17 November 2025.